Finding the right experts to help you grow your business is always a challenge. Chameleon Collective is a hybrid marketing service and consulting firm that is hyper-focused on growing businesses, from digital marketing to optimizing your sales efforts. Our experts drive results. Our work and track history, ranging from innovative startups to Fortune 500 companies, speaks for itself. Learn more by visiting chameleoncollective.com or call us at 1-800-914-0245 today.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Our 29th year covering the latest in all sorts of consumer tech, including gadgets and gizmos and tech trends and expert insights on all things consumer tech related. Delighted that you've tuned in, even more delighted when you call in and participate. So don't hesitate to do that anytime, 24/7. While any activity, and we talk about this on the show a lot over our 29 years, that diverts a driver's attention from driving is dangerous. And most of you know, as a former police officer, that's certainly an issue that I'm always concerned about. Data consistently is showing that cell phone use is one of the most dangerous forms of distracted driving. I know that we see it all day, every day, and hopefully you're not among those doing it, but we're joined by two experts today on the program. First, the Senior Vice President of Strategy and Corporate Development at Cambridge Mobile Telematics is Ryan McMahon. Ryan, welcome into Tomorrow.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. And also joining us, Department VP for Personal Lines from American Property Casualty Insurance Association, Robert Passmore. Hey, Robert, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you both. First of all, Ryan, is cell phone use while driving increasing? And of course, I have my views, but I want to hear from your perspective. Why is it so dangerous?
So there hasn't been a year since smartphones have been released that we have seen distracted driving go backwards until actually 2023. And we just released a report on this topic, but the macro story doesn't change, that the amount of time that Americans are spending on their smartphones while driving is increased exponentially since the first introduction of the smartphone. And it increased dramatically in 2020 when about the minute that schools started to close and workplaces closed, the amount of distracted driving increased about 30-40%. And the reason that that is so significant is because distracted driving both causes crashes and also creates the conditions for those crashes to be very severe. Wow. And it's and I'm sure in your background and your experience in law enforcement, it's hard to know if a driver was on their phone at the time of the crash.
Yeah.
What we have been able to do is we have been able to understand the behaviors that are present in a driver's trip that causes the increase in crash risk, but then we also can detect the behaviors that are present right prior to a crash. And we can say definitively that 34% of crashes that we have detected on about 37 million drivers have been engaged in their smartphone about a minute prior to that impact occurring. And that impact, when it happens, is at 40% higher speeds on average. And that mileage increase is very important to understand that the physics that are imparted at the time of that crash are directly related to the severity of that crash, the amount of damage, the costs, the injuries, and the fatalities. And if you look back 4 years ago, you will see a 16-year high in fatalities inside the vehicle, and unfortunately still continuing to this day about a 42-year high in fatalities outside of the vehicle. And that's because drivers' eyes are not on the road. They're on something else.
And of course, most people won't admit that they were on their phone. So if you can do it with other tech, then that's a good thing because it's continuing to prove that we've got to stay off our phones while driving.
Yeah, more important than proving one direction or another is providing the feedback to the driver before it even happens. And the thing about distracted driving is people have become so casually involved in this risk activity and not even realizing it. People already overrate their own individual safety to the point where I believe it's 90% of drivers believe they're better than average.
Oh.
And obviously that doesn't work, right? No. The math doesn't math in that case.
No, you can believe what you want, but it's not accurate, right?
Right, exactly. And you know, and what do people get from a feedback mechanism? It's pretty limited. They only get information from law enforcement if they get stopped. They get information from other passengers in their car or people outside of the car giving them friendly hand signals. But in reality, we really don't get a lot of feedback on our own individual driving that we can believe. And that's where insurance telematics programs have been really kind of, I think, you know, a major breakthrough in safety, because it provides feedback to drivers as they're driving, you know, after the trip, not during the trip, but after the trip, they get information on their individual driving. And the amazing thing is the insurance industry has given incentives to those drivers, put money in their pocket to be safe.
And unfortunately, that's what it takes. I mean, if you can pay someone to be safer, the chances are you're going to get their attention and perhaps they will, in fact, be safer.
Well, but, you're paying for other people's risk.
Yeah.
That's just the nature of the way that insurance works, is it's looking at risk as a totality. And Bob Passmore from APCIA can talk more about the specifics behind this. But, you know, unless you have some way to show that you are different than the average, then the functionality, the way that things work is that if overall risk increases, then, you know, your price goes with it.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And of course, Ryan, states around the country have different laws regarding cell phone use while driving. Many are finally getting the big picture. But what do you think is the most effective type of law and why?
Hands-free. The types of laws that just say you can't text while you drive are limiting because the amount of activities that we do on our phones are much bigger than texting. People are on Instagram, they're on TikTok, they're shopping, they're answering work emails. All that activity happens on the smartphone today. You can trade stocks, buy options, do all sorts of things on your smartphone.
Yeah.
So if the law just limits you to texting, then you're okay to engage in those other activities. That doesn't make sense.
Mm.
So hands-free laws do make a difference. Of course, laws by themselves aren't going to change behavior, but it is the right step in the right direction.
Oh, for sure. And now, Bob, a couple of questions for you. Anyway, many drivers, I'm sure, note that they haven't had any recent claims, they haven't had any tickets, they wonder why their premiums are rising. So what's the main reason auto insurance premiums are rising, and does cell phone use play a role in that?
Well, there are two key drivers to what we all pay for auto insurance, and those are the number of claims, which distracted driving plays into, and the cost of the things that are paid for as a result of those claims. So when the cost of the things that auto insurance pays for goes up, then auto insurance premiums goes up pretty much for everyone, and that's even if you haven't had a claim or haven't had a ticket. In fact, if you have had an accident or a traffic ticket, that increase is likely going to be significantly more.
Yeah.
We've all seen the impact of inflation and felt it in our daily lives, and that has certainly been the cost of auto and things, the things that auto insurance pays for, have certainly been affected as well. In many cases, those costs have risen faster and continue to rise. Some examples are, over the last 5 years, auto insurance repair costs are up by about 21%. The cost of parts is up nearly 40%. The cost of labor rates for auto collision repair is up between 6 and 10%, depending on where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that is driven by the more sophisticated technology in our vehicles. That also is resulting in longer repair times, which means higher rental car expenses too. And of course, the cost of medical care for those injured in accidents, medical care costs continue to rise, and that all goes feeds into that trend as well. And the result is that countrywide auto claim losses and expenses have spiked to about $1.12 for every dollar that insurers are taking in premium. So the result is what we're seeing now across the country is insurers are trying to catch up to those increasing claims costs. and increasing premiums.
Can consumers do anything to help lower our insurance premiums? I mean, you know, you have certain things over the years. Yeah, if you've got an alarm, and well, most new cars, it comes that way. Or, you know, there are certain things, I'm guessing, but what do you guys recommend on a regular basis?
First and foremost, shop around. Every company sets its prices according to its own criteria, and they're all a little different. Mm-hmm. So you may be able to get a better price from another carrier, or at least know that you're getting the best price from the company you're with right now. And same goes with discounts. I mean, you make sure you ask to see what discounts are available. You know, different companies offer different discounts. Like you made a good point there. Another thing to look at is look at your deductibles. There are more smaller claims than bigger claims, so you can often save a lot of money if you can increase your comprehensive or collision deductible. And mm-hmm. if your car's older, and the average car on the road these days in the United States is about 12 years old, take a look at its value and decide whether or not it's still worth paying for collision and comprehensive coverage. And finally, you know, consider a telematics-based insurance program. As you know, Ryan talked about incentives. Insurers offer, you know, a 10 to 15% discount just for signing up. And you can earn a much higher discount just based on how you drive. And perhaps more importantly, you get real-time feedback on a drive-by-drive basis on how you do. You know, you can see how often you speed and how often you brake hard and how often you interact with your phone. You may not be aware of just how much you're interacting with your phone. All these things, you can get this kind of feedback, and you can change your behaviors and make yourself a better driver and perhaps save some more money in the process.
And I can hear my audience yelling at me, yes, but do they also report all of that information to my insurance company?
Well, these are things that are done by your insurance company. They'll give you a cell phone device or a cell phone app that will track how you drive. And it doesn't happen without your knowledge. You have to actively put this device on your phone right. in order for you to share that information with your insurance company.
And just like you can save on your premiums if you become or are a safer driver, I'm sure they'll also increase if you're showing your insurance company that you are speeding too much, you are on the phone, you are doing these distracted driving things that you shouldn't be.
It depends on the program. Some I think most programs at this point are still discount based. So your discount can rise and fall depending on your how you perform.
Yeah.
There are some that go up and go down, you know, based on how you drive. But those are questions to ask when you're shopping around.
Sure.
How does the program work? What things do you track? You know, and number one, you can see it when you sign up for the program. You can see exactly what they track, and you get feedback on a drive-by-drive basis.
So it's still a good thing to do, no matter what, even if you are, I don't want to say necessarily an aggressive driver, but let's say you do tend to go over the speed limit a bit and that sort of thing, or you're going to be on your phone because, well, that was urgent. Nonsense. You know, wait or pull off the road.
I would say, especially if you are one of those people, you can learn a lot about yourself by tracking your behaviors, and you may not realize how often you do those things. And,
well, yeah.
I can tell you from personal experience, it can be an eye-opening it's an eye-opener to see those first results come out.
I'll bet. It's like, what? Holy cow. Quick, disconnect. No, because you want to learn to be a safer driver. And I'm curious from both you, Bob, and Ryan, we hear people all the time say, I only check my phone at a red light or when I'm stopped for something. So that's much safer, isn't it?
No, well, not really.
There's this concept called the distraction hangover. And it's this activity that, you know, if you put your phone away, there's still a period of time where you're susceptible to distractions that just get you back on to the activity at hand. So, you know, it's safer than while you're moving, for sure, but it's not safe by any means.
Yeah. Or the light turns green and you're busy on your phone and now you're being honked at by everybody behind you because you're not paying attention. So there are other problems there too. Man, I wish we had more time. We're flat out of it, but I want to get you guys back because this is fascinating stuff. I like how we can actually recommend these programs, these apps, and that sort of thing to a lot of folks. So do check with your insurance company. And Ryan from, corporate development at Cambridge Mobile Telematics, and Robert with as Department VP for Personal Lines from American Property Casualty Insurance Association. Whew. We've got links for both of your sites. Of course, we'll have them up at our site at intotomorrow.com. Thank you guys very much. And again, look forward to getting you back on soon.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure. And again, they're long, convoluted links. If you're driving, I don't want to distract you, for example. So when you can, off the road, not driving, visit us at intotomorrow.com. And we'll have the links for both Ryan and Robert and what their teams are very good at working on. Stay tuned. I'm Dave Graveline. More Into Tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.